Have your Bible. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter number 5. Chapter number 5, verse number 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, where hope comes from. Where hope comes from. As we look at this, and Paul's writing to us, and several times has reiterated that believing in hope and believed in hope, and those that believed in hope, how God had helped them along the way. And he says, therefore, being justified by faith. Amen. Not by anything else, not by the work or anything that we've done, but by faith in not only in ourselves or in the world or the people in the world, but by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, because of that, we have peace with God through Jesus, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, by whom also you have access by faith into the grace wherein you stand. He said that we have been given the grace of God, and he said we've been given an access, a place, a point, a place to come in, a place to get in, a specific approach unto God like we've never had before, and it's been opened up to us. The middle wall partition has been torn down, and he's given us a right, I praise God, to march in into the portals of glory, into the throne room of God, and talk to God our Father, praise God, with only one intercessor, one mediator, which is Christ the Lord. I pray it's sitting there to make intercession for you and for me. Praise God. God did that. He offered us up access. You say, preacher, you make that sound like that's something big. Now, let me tell you something. When you go before a high potentate, when you go before the king, you won't go before the king without a presentation. You've got to be presented in a certain way. You've got to be presented in a certain manner before the king. And he's got to accept you to be able to come into his presence. And what Paul tells us here, he said, listen, it's what hope is. He said, we've been given an access and an approach to God Almighty. Amen. He said, we've been allowed to come in. Lord God, hey, I don't take that lightly. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, we shouldn't be afraid to approach God. We ought to come with a reverence, a reverent fear, a great big respect. Amen, because He is God. Hey, listen, you wouldn't approach the President of the United States nonchalantly. Amen. You would approach the President of the United States with respect if you got any sense. Hello? Amen. They say, well, preacher, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you, if you don't, you liable to get taken out by the Secret Service. Hello? Amen. Praise God. So we got that right approach to get the right access and hear the King of Glory say, come in, praise God, into the presence of the Lord. One of these days, youngins, in a little while, we're going to get to hear that. Praise the Lord from the voice of our Savior. He's going to come and he's going to say, enter in to the presence of the Lord. What a day that'll be. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's our hope. That's our expectation. That's what we're looking for. Amen. He said, we have access. How do we have that access? By faith. We have it by faith. It's our faith, praise God, that gives us access. It's by that grace, that favor of God, that we find the favor, that we can have the access. It's all about God and His goodness and how much He loves you and He loves me. And He's there to help us and encourage us just to come unto Him. He said, "All you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Amen. I don't know about you, sometimes I get tired, get wore out. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's a place of rest. I'm glad at the end of the day I can go in, pull up the table, and eat a bite, and go in there and sit in my big old chair and kick my shoes off, put my feet up for a little bit and just rest. I won't say glory, hallelujah. That's a wonderful thing. But there's a rest that's in the Lord God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a rest like you'll never have in this world. Amen. It's a rest that has peace. It has comfort. Amen. And it's this grace, He said, faith and the grace of God, that unmerited favor that He gives us, wherein we stand. Amen. That's what holds us up. That's what gives us a place. That's what gives us a standing. That's where we can know that we belong to Him and He belongs to us. Hey, listen, we've switched teams and we're playing on the Jesus side. I pray God we finally got a hold of a winning team. Glory, hallelujah. And we ain't going to quit, ain't going to let up. There may be some hard scrimmages. There may be some tribulation. There may be some hardness that'll come along. But glory, hallelujah, as long as you're on the winning side. Amen. See, we give up too easy. Hello? We give up too easy. He said, praise God. He said, we are to glory. He said, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. Amen. He said, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's that bragging about it. Praise the Lord. Say, praise God, I got hope in the Lord. I got peace in my heart. I know that Jesus died for my sins, saved me, praise God, by His unmerited favor, and died for my sins, got up victorious over death and the grave, and I will too. Amen. Death has no hold on a child of God. Praise the Lord. It's just something that we flip through, praise God, going to the next page. Hello? Amen. Glory, just a passing through, looking for a glorious place to land. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we have that hope, that expectation, praise God, an expectation of the glory of God. He said, not only but only so, but we glory in the tribulations. He said, in our praising and giving God glory. He said, hey, it's hard to brag, it's hard to glory when you're in tribulation. He said, when you're going through hardships, when you're going through distress, when you're going through times of testing, it's hard to praise God, ain't it? Amen. But wait, listen to me, church. He said, what we do is because of our faith through grace. He said, we have that blessed hope and assurance of Jesus Christ our Lord. At the end result of this thing will be for us to be promoted out of this mess and promoted into the presence of our Savior, where we'll live for eternity. Mm-hmm. Amen. So, Pastor Jeff, why'd you say all that? Praise God. Hey, listen, we're going to get through this, praise God, with the help of the Lord, and we will be on the other side. Amen. We get to heaven, we're going to have something to shout about. Praise the Lord. Because the Lord's already delivered us from all this tribulation, all this hardship. Amen. Praise God. And through that tribulation, He said He's teaching us patience. Patience is a virtue. We got to have that patience is something that we acquire through life. Amen. Through patiently waiting upon the Lord. We're waiting on the Lord to do marvelous things in our lives. Now, through those tribulations, those trials, and those testings that we have, sometimes we get caught up and we begin to fret and worry, begin to grind our teeth at night and try to figure it out for ourselves. But we got to remember that God Almighty is in control, and that the hope we have is not in us, it's not in the world, it's not in our politicians, it's not in our military, it's not in any man in this world, but it's in God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ and that sweet Holy Ghost of God that lives down in our soul. Praise God, just tell us, young'un, hey, it's pretty bad now. This testing is pretty hard, but just hang on a minute. Praise God, I'm going to help you, and you're going to come out of this thing over on the other side, and we're just going to, well, glory. You're just going to shout it out and praise God and thank Him for what all you've done. Maybe that patience that you had to endure it. Praise God, you'll see it in the time of testing. Amen. You'll come out on the other side now with that hope that we have. An expectation. You have an expectation tonight. Amen. You expect anything, praise God, from the Lord? What do you expect at the finish line? Amen. I say, well, preacher, you just don't know how hard I got it. Amen. I used to think that too. Let me say, I had a sister. Need I say more?
Amen.
Amen. And praise God, I love her to death, but sometimes, but praise God, He brought us through that. I mean, she done all kinds of, she used me for a baby doll, dressed me up in all kinds of crazy clothes, and fed me mud pies with a little chocolate spread on them. Then they wonder why I ain't no bigger than I am. How come the whole family's bigger than I am? They loaded me up in mud and dirt. There wasn't no room to grow. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for my sister. Praise the Lord. But there's a lot of things that hinder us, a lot of things that throw us down, a lot of things that hold us back, praise God, in the tribulations and the heartaches and the testing of this world. But God says, hey, listen, when you have those times, those dark times, those tough times, just go ahead and throw your hand up and just say, glory be to God. He come through before and He'll come through again. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's so hard. When you're, I know we're all flesh, right? Amen. We're all flesh, and our flesh feels all the pain. Hello. Can I get a witness? Amen. But we also have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus, praise God, that when we've endured these things with patience, and patience brings that experience, that preservation that we have, just keep pressing on a little further and a little further, another day, another minute, another hour, praise God, and we come out on the other side because God said He would. Amen. You ain't gonna stall God out. Amen. Praise God. He will succeed. His promises will be kept. Praise God. He promised He'd not put on us more than we would bear. But He said with it, He'd make a way of escape. Amen. We get caught up. I've said it before. We get caught up looking at all the tribulation, all the turmoil, and all the testing. Get our eyes focused on that and we forget to look for the way out. Amen. You usually find that when you begin to look up. Amen. When you begin to look up, you find a way out in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. So we have this experience, and of course that experience, in that experience we have hope. That's hope is in the Lord. Amen. I hope your hope today is in the Lord. Amen. Because if your hope ain't hope in the Lord, then you don't have no hope at all. Amen. Say that three times real fast. Amen. If you don't have your hope in the Lord, you have no hope. What's wrong with America? We don't have no hope. These people run all over the place. They're pulling their hair out because they don't know what's going to happen in this election in a couple weeks. Amen. They don't have no clue. Don't know, understand what's going to happen. What are we going to do? Amen. We're going to put our hope and trust in the Lord, praise God. And it don't matter how it turns out, praise God, we're still going to be the Lord's. Amen. He's still, where does hope come from? It comes from the Lord. Amen. And our hope is still going to be just as real after that as it is right now. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, that hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. See, that hope that we have, because we have it, amen, we're not ashamed. In other words, we can go back to that boasting, some bragging and giving God glory. Say, hey, listen, things is all mixed up and messed up right now, but God's on the throne. Amen. He hadn't relinquished not one iota of His power, His authority, His sovereign, and He sure has grace and mercy and truth. Praise God, that'll never wane. I'm just going to put my trust in the Lord. My hope's in the Lord. Who's your hope in tonight? Amen. Your hope's in the Lord, praise God, you'll be all right. I said, your hope in the Lord, you'll be all right. God promised you. If you look after service, you'll just get some of these senior saints in here and ask them how many times the Lord brought them through. How many times He done just exactly what He promised He'd do.
Amen.
Amen. We've had this church, and we've had times when doctors scratch their head and they say, well, you know, we don't know what to do, or we maybe do something really drastic, and God Almighty said, no, let me just take care of it, and He did. Amen. And what He's done before, what He's done for them, He can do for you. That's why we need to have hope, praise God, in turbulent times more than ever before. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God just moved in. Amen. God moved in. His hope maketh not ashamed. He said, we come out and just start praising God, giving Him glory. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. They say, what's the matter with you, you crazy thing? All the tribulation, the trials, the sickness, the heartache, the testing that you've been going through. What are you talking about? Say, I'm talking about my Redeemer. I'm talking about my Lord. I'm talking about my Savior. I'm talking about glory, hallelujah, the one that's able to do all things and to lift us up, praise God, above everything, every obstacle, every trial, every affliction. Glory to His name. Amen. That's the God I serve tonight. Amen. He's able. That's why you got to just lift our people up to the Lord. Put them in the hands of God. Amen. Have Him keep them and watch over and protect them. Keep them safe. Direct their paths. Walk with them, Lord. And help them, Lord, to walk with You. Amen. That's my prayer every night. Lord, touch my children, my grandchildren, my family, and help us to ever draw closer to Him, to walk with Him like we've never walked with Him before. Amen. You know why I do that? Because I know that He knows what I need. And I know that He knows what they need. And I know that He knows that they're going to have needs, and they're going to have things they're going to have to deal with, and He knows how to direct them. Amen. I don't know about you, sometimes I just put them in the Lord's hands and say, Lord, I need you to do what You do best. Amen. You know, my son, George, he's down there in the other side of Hot Springs. They're building roads. He's got a place now where it's washed out. Said it's going to take them 2 weeks of hauling from daylight to dark just to fill in a hole, a crater, where they can begin to build the road back. And I said, oh God. He said, Daddy, I wish you hadn't told me. He said, there's places where the road's gone except for just enough for a truck with a little space on each side. And I just said, oh God. I told him, I said, I wish you hadn't even told me that. But I say, oh God, just keep your hand upon him and protect him. Watch over him. Amen. He said he was going down one time. He went into a place. When he come back out, he felt a big bump. And he looked in the mirror, thought maybe he had run over a rock or something. Went and got the next load, come back. He realized the culvert that he had been going over for 2 days had collapsed. He just bounced through it by the grace of God. Had to pull up, had to tell him, say, listen, we got a problem here. Amen. Had to pull him off for there till he could replace it. Amen. Glory to God. But that's just the hand of God. You say, well, preacher, that's just a coincidence. No, praise God, it's the hand of God that does that. He's watching over them. Because in faith and truth, because of hope, we put them in God's hands. Because we know that He's God. That there's nobody, nothing like Him. He is all in all. He is the King of glory. He has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. He said because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given us. Our hearts ain't ashamed. We have hope that maketh not ashamed. We ain't ashamed to brag on God. I ain't ashamed to tell you what the Lord's done. Amen. Don't tell you how good God's been to us. Praise God. Met a little fellow this week, praise God, couldn't hardly speak English, but glory how that, me and him, he loved the Lord. We about had revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, a lot of people crazy. They're crazy. He said, they try to get rid of God. They try to get rid of the Lord. He said, won't work. I said, glory to God. Praise God. He may not be able to talk good English, but he knows my God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. A brother in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Holy Ghost is given to us. The Holy Ghost bears witness. One spirit with another. So everywhere we go, we feel His presence. Amen. We feel His presence. I was sitting out there this morning, about, I guess, mid to late morning in the study, and the power went off. I thought, here we go again. Sitting there in study, I propped my door open so I could get a little bit of light in there. And I was sitting there, and I couldn't help myself. I just got all teary-eyed. Tears started up. I said, glory, hallelujah. Didn't have a bit of power. Couldn't see very good. All I had was light from the door. But that light was shining through the door. Praise God. Right on my desk. Praise God. Where my Bible was laying. Where I could read my Bible. It was kind of cool outside. But there was a warm breeze blowing through that door. But I want to tell you, on the authority of God, I don't know if that warm breeze was from the sun or from the Son of God. Man. But it was that sweet Holy Spirit that moved in there with me. Amen. Cause that hope that we have. Where does hope come from? Hope comes from the Lord. People that don't have the Lord don't have no hope. Amen. Glory to God. Verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. When we were without strength, totally and absolutely, utterly helpless to save ourselves. That no way to be reconciled unto God. People were trying to make the offerings and the peace offerings that they'd bring and sacrifice and offer year by year and year after year. But all it would do would push back just a little bit. But I want to say glory, hallelujah, on the authority of the Word of God. That one called Jesus came not so many years ago. Praise God, right on time. Praise His name. And became the sacrifice for sins. Man, wasn't late. He was on time. Praise God. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. The ungodly. To a preacher, who's that? Me and you? Ungodly. Those that were without God. Amen. But he said, for scarcely were righteous men that one die, but yet preadventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. Jesus dared to die for me and you, praise God. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, it would have been easier in my human thinking, Brother Jeff, it would have been easier for Him to die for me if He knew, praise God, if He knew that I was going to receive Him and accept Him, praise God. He knew that we would. He knew those that wouldn't. He knew those that won't. Amen. But he'd been a whole lot of it in my human thinking. See, but Jesus ain't human. Jesus was 100% God and 100% human. He felt the feelings of our infirmities, our weakness and lack of strength, but yet He was God. But in my human thinking, me, myself, I'd say, well, I know, if Brother Jeff will receive me and be praise God, as his Lord and Savior, I'd gladly die for him so he could be saved. Amen? You see my thinking? Ain't you glad my thinking ain't like Jesus' thinking? Praise God, Jesus loved us, and while we were yet sinners, while we were ungodly, while we were alienated from God Almighty, while we weren't looking for Him, Jesus Christ, you know why they didn't see Him when He came? Because they wasn't looking for Him. You know why people's not going to see Him when He comes again? Because they're not looking for Him. Amen? He said, when you see these things begin to come to pass, all the things that we're seeing happen. Amen. In diverse places, that means different than before. How many of you have ever seen a hurricane in North Carolina? I didn't think so. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it wasn't a hurricane. It was technically a tropical storm. The last time I looked, Josh, you can correct me if I'm wrong. We do not live in the tropics. Now, you may be, just because you got a little swamp behind your house don't mean that you live in the tropics. I mean, if you can charge people to come hang out there with the skeeters, more luck to you. But I don't live in the tropics. But he said, when you see these things begin to come to pass in diverse, different four places, he said, then look up and lift up your head, for your Redeemer draweth nigh. Redemption's coming. Who's going to be redeemed? The redeemed of the Lord. The Lord Jesus said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. You know what we ought to be doing? He said we ought to be boasting in the hope that we have. We ought to be excited about the hope that we have. Are you saved today? Glory, hallelujah. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hello? Oh yeah, preacher, I'm redeemed. Bless your heart, Emily. Yeah. She said she was tired. I believe it now. Yeah. Amen. I'm redeemed. Praise God. I got hope. A hope of a redeemer. It's hope of a redeemer. He said, hey, we ought to be shouting and praising, give God glory. Say, hey, listen, I'm redeemed, praise God, by the Redeemer. And He spoke me. I belong to Him. And one of these days, He's going to come and get that belongs to Him. He's going to take possession. Hello? Does anybody get that? Amen. One of these days, the Redeemer is going to come for, Brother Kevin, for the redeemed to take possession of that's His. And all I can see the devil now is he's scratching and clawing and trying to hold on. Amen. Trying on for dear life. Hold on around the ankles as you're dragging it out into glory. I tell you what, during this hurricane days, a fellow said they found him and he was buried up to his chest in mud. And they had to dig him, get him out. And he said, my family, and they said, well, we'll find your family. He said, no. He said, my family said, said they were alive for a while. He said, but not now. He said, how do you know? He said, because for a little while I could feel them holding on to my ankles till they finally let go. The devil liked to hold us down. He liked to bury us in the muck and the mire of this world just like that. But praise God, I'm glad there's a Redeemer that come and brought us out of that. He's going to take us home to be in glory. Well, I hope these folks that's getting on out of here, praise the Lord, I hope they were saved, born again, ready to go home. Amen. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? And I'm saying, we need to be broadcasting. He said, we need to be boasting. We need to be praising. We need to be giving God glory for what He's done in our lives. If you're saved and you know it, you ought to tell it. Amen. Everywhere you go, say, boy, glory, hallelujah, ain't it a good day to be saved? Amen. And say, well, I don't know, I ain't saved. Praise God, wouldn't it be a good day to get saved? Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believe on Him. Trust in Him. Rely on Him. Adhere to Him. Because I hear that things is better with Him. Amen. I don't know about you, I played on the losing side for a long time. And I'll just be honest, to my shame, as a lot of my life, praise God, after I got saved, I just teetered right on the edge. Come on. Hello. Just right on the edge. Say, I'm saved, I know it, but. Come on. Amen. Don't get quiet on me. We all in the same thing. Amen. We all, praise God, have to teeter right on the edge. But let me tell you something. I come to myself one day and realize it's a whole lot better on the Jesus side. Amen. It's a whole lot better just to go ahead and just step on through that fence. Just get over on the side of the Lord. Praise God, the middle wall pretension's been took down. Just go ahead, go in boldly before the throne of grace. Like old Isaiah did. And said, Lord, here am I. Amen. If we all done that, it'd scare the Lord to death. Woo! Amen. Praise God. The host of heaven would it'd be on. Hello? If we just stepped out and said, Lord, here am I. Here am I, Lord, with the hope that you give me. Where's hope come from? It comes from the Lord. Let me hurry and finish up. Amen. There's a whole lot in this we ain't touched. We'll get again another day. Have you ever noticed you can't preach none of this out? Amen. You can't ever tell it completely. And I don't know about you. I've never been preaching the same twice. The same text and preaching twice the same way. Because you see things that God does for you. Praise God. He said, much more being now justified by His blood, just as if we were not sinners. But we were. Amen. He said, we shall be saved. We shall be saved. We shall be saved from wrath through Him. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to worry about the wrath of God. Now, we'll have trials and tribulations in this world, testing. I done told you that. But He said, when the wrath of God is poured out, and it's going to be, amen, God's about had His fill up with a lot of this mess. Amen. He said, we, those born-again believers, those that have hope in Christ, shall be saved from wrath. For if we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Amen. That's where He saves us, by His marvelous grace. Where He gives us the hope to go a little farther. We're reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Because He lives. That's because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives. Amen. Praise God. Because He lives. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. That's where reconciliation comes in. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is the atonement of sin. Because He was that sacrifice for me and you. So we see the love of God. We see the mercy of God. We see hope in God. Where does hope come from? Hope comes from the Lord. In Lamentations chapter number 3 and verse 22, the Bible says this. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Ain't you glad of that? That every morning, it's just like a new chance. See, we were designed in the garden to go to sleep, wake up brand new. Boy, we messed that up. Amen? We messed that up. But he said that they are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. He said, the Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Now watch this. He says, therefore will I hope in Him. All my hope is in Him. Amen. I don't put my hope or trust in anything in this world. I was looking around the other day and I thought, you know what? I ain't got a whole lot. All these years, 61 years I've lived. I mean, I got a whole lot of stuff. I mean, I'm covered up with stuff. Told my wife we need to get rid of some stuff. Got stuff everywhere. But praise God, what I have that's most important to me is my salvation and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. Right. See, me and my wife are passing through this thing together. And one day, a little while, our hope is that we'll pass on to glory to be with the Lord. And that in a little while, our children, our grandchildren will come home to be with us. Amen. Pray to what a family reunion. So where does hope come from? Our hope comes from the Lord. Paul would say in Romans chapter 15, 13, he'd say this, is now the God of hope, where's hope come from? The God of hope, where does hope come from? God. Amen. For the God of hope filleth you with all joy and peace in believing. Amen. Because of faith. Praise God. See how this thing all comes together? One don't work without the other. These people trying to work their way in, but without faith, praise God, they don't have peace, joy. Praise the Lord. They don't have hope. He said that ye may abound in hope through the power, that word dynamite, explosive, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He said that you have hope, that hope that we have, praise God, it's an explosive power through the Holy Spirit of God. So when you have the crazy stuff in your life, praise God, through the hope that you have in the Lord, it blows that stuff away. Amen. Gets it off of you, gives you some relief in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. That's what He does. That's where hope is. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. Can I give you one more verse? Look over at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 6. In verse 13, it says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, sure, the blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For every man verily swear by the greater and hath and an oath for confirmation is to them that end of all the end of them an end of all strife. Now watch what he says. Wherein God, willing more abundantly, show them the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath, that by two immutable things, which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge. Now watch this. To lay hold upon the hope set before us. Amen. He said we found a place of refuge. Where hope comes from? Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope, praise God, comes from Him. And praise God, when we go back, our hope goes back to Him. Author and finisher of it all. He's the author and finisher of hope. He gives us hope. And when it's said and done, praise God, it's hope that He brings back to Him. Hope in the Lord. The Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He makes the difference. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Where does hope come from? The Lord. Hope comes from the Lord, from knowing the Lord, trusting in the Lord, relying on the Lord, listening to Him, hear what He's got to say, let Him speak to us. It gets better farther on. Trials and tribulations, praise God, we make it through. When the floods are coming, praise the Lord, it's scary stuff. It is scary stuff. Can you imagine, I was thinking this morning, can you imagine those people on earth, they'd never seen it rain. They lived in a greenhouse effect. Every night the dew come up and wet the ground. Amen. They'd never seen it rain. Noah said, you better get ready, it's going to rain. God's going to flood the earth. Preach 120 years, kept telling them and telling them and telling them, wouldn't listen. Can you imagine what they felt like? I can imagine. I thought these folks that said in Spruce Pine and Micahville and all of them in places like that where it just hit so fast they didn't even have time to get out. Can you imagine how them waters come up from the ground, they come down from the sky, and water's just coming everywhere? You remember how terrified they were? How terrified it is for me and you? But if our hope is in the Lord, if our hope is in the Lord. There's a story that said a lady had a little 8-year-old boy and said they was fighting the waters and said as the water took him away, she said he wasn't crying and screaming. So that little 8-year-old boy said, Lord Jesus, just get me. He said, just get me, Lord Jesus. Take me, Lord Jesus. She said, she said, he's my hero. So he didn't go out of here crying and a screaming. Little 8-year-old boy, he said, take me, Jesus. Get me, Jesus. Praise be to God. That's all we got to do. Just be like little old young'uns. And you have our hope in Him. Just say, Lord, take me, Jesus. Come get me, Lord. Take me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Praise God, believing that He will. Because that's where our hope comes from. Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.